the weather conditions playing. There were a lot of botched snaps, Sean. It was a little sloppy.
Yeah, it was.
Just to go through it.
Yeah, it was. You know, and that falls on the veteran leadership of the team, of the offense specifically. Myself, Ryan, the quarterbacks in the center, and making sure we get that handled. There's going to be situations where we play in weather this year, and we've got to be able to handle that. And this was our first taste of it through training camp. And there's no excuse for it. We spent time afterwards, after practice, taking 15, 20 extra snaps, no towels, no gloves, just getting the snaps. And, you know, it takes some getting used to, but you got to be able to do it. And so it was inconsistent today and it wasn't good enough today. And hope it rains tomorrow so we can be better.
And now, Luke, looking at your right pinky, did you dislocate it or something? Do you think maybe that affects some of the snaps?
No, that doesn't affect it. I mean, you know, you can't let it affect it. Right. It doesn't matter, you know, what the situation is. You can't let it affect it. Your job is to secure the snap, as you well know. And so, you know, regardless of how it gets in your hands, you got to grab it. And you got to get it transferred from there to running back or what have you. So that had no bearing on it today.
Coach, was everything was sloppy today. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. I think his assessment is right. And again, that falls on the veteran players to take control of practice, realize and recognize when it's under par. And really get it up to speed and start performing better.
Luke, you play Friday. Can you assess that? And also, what are you looking for coming into this next game?
Yeah, I felt good about it. You know, the first preseason game, you know, what you want to really see is tempo. You know, you don't want to see a sluggish huddle. You don't want to see too much time at the line of scrimmage, getting the plays in and out, substitutions. You don't want to see procedural penalties. And so that was kind of our emphasis as an offense going in with the first 15 plays or so, was let's have good tempo, let's get in and out of the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage, get our plays run and executed properly. But we don't want any false starts. We don't want any bad motions or mistimed shifts. And so I felt like we were good from that standpoint. And as a quarterback, that's a reflection of your control, and that's a reflection of you know, your offense and your hand on it. And so for the first preseason game, since I was a rookie in this league, that's been emphasized. Hey, we want to make sure we get in and out of the huddle, our tempo is good, and we're coming off the ball well, and I think we did that as an offense.
Luke, one player didn't seem like he was having a flat practice or a sloppy practice. Maybe he feels at home. This is like Corvallis weather, Brandon Cooks. I mean, it seemed like he had three catches for about 150 yards.
Yeah, he's a special player. I think that, you know, that's easily recognized for any amount of time you spend watching him. He's a smart, heady player that you only have to teach him a certain route or a step or a technique once, and he's got it down, and he begins to operate like a veteran. So the sky's the limit for that kid. And I'm looking forward to playing with him and watching him grow.
You guys seem to find him a lot, especially deep. I mean, does he just make himself seen?
Well, he's got next level speed. I mean, it's his quickness, his foot quickness and his speed are at a different level. I mean, there's some guys that are fast and quick, and he's both. And so I think that's, you know, he finds himself in positions where he's just separating, or we find him separating from guys regularly, and that, you know, the name of the game is throwing to the open guy, right? So, man, he's an exciting player. He's got a lot of room to grow, but he's got a bright, bright future.
Look, you and Ryan obviously competing, but how much information did you guys share with on another Friday?
Oh, all of it. I mean, why hold anything back? You know, again, what makes each of us better is what makes our team better, you know. And so when you take that attitude, when you take that approach, then you want to share your information. You want to share your, you know, my experiences over 11 years to try and help him be a better player.
Did you see anything specific with St. Louis that you said, hey, they're doing this or doing that? Or
yeah, I mean, we talked about it on the sideline. Yeah. Just normal game day procedures. You come off the field, you look at the pictures, assess what's going on, and adjust accordingly.
Doesn't that give the quarterback who goes in second an advantage? like measuring stats.
I don't know. I mean, we don't worry about stats. You guys worry about stats and productivity. We worry about, you know, making sure we win and getting our guys in the right positions. And like I said, making sure we're controlling the offense in and out of the huddle and getting guys in the right spot.
Look, along those lines, what could you have done better to prevent the interception? Was that just a great play by a veteran? Chris Long?
Yeah, that's a Pro Bowl defensive end that made a read on a screen. You know, guys, that these guys can diagnose screens really quickly, and he did and jumped up and made a good play.
How is, would you say, playing for the Saints not only helped you, but helps the quarterback? And I ask this in the context of Sean played quarterback in college. He's very offensive-minded and unique in his offensive approach.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, one of your teammates is kind of a record-setting, you know, pretty good quarterback.
Right.
So, I mean, how does... So for guys like you and Ryan, any other quarterback that come into the program like this, how does that change you in terms of, like, over the course of a 10-year career, what's new being here?
Well, just the attention to detail, probably. The, you know, when you see quarterbacks, Drew, Peyton, Tom, Aaron, these guys have been in the same offense for 6, 7, 8 years. And so they're able to put their own spin on it. They have complete control. I mean, this offense has become them. Right, and so they have complete control of what's going on the field, every route that's being run, the personnel, you know, in the huddle. And so you see that, and you go, man, that's what's different, is that he knows this thing inside and out. And there's, you know, obviously some things that, you know, being in 5 different systems, you can't control that part of it, except to spend the time to put your spin on it and make it a part of you as fast as you can.